According to CoreLogic data, the Gold Coast property market has surpassed every major Australian city. Ever since the pandemic, the Gold Coast has experienced an 80.7% economic surge, making it the second most expensive city behind Sydney. It's surprising to see this market has continued to see really strong growth, Eliza Owens, CoreLogic head of research, said, and a stronger five-year growth rate than any capital city. The Gold Coast's booming economic growth has priced many local residents out of the city. The Queensland government has scrapped family-friendly hours at state parliament, arguing the change will allow more debate time and benefit regional MPs. But the move has been criticised by the opposition, which says the changes will make it harder for female MPs with newborns and toddlers. Mount Omeni MP Jess Pugh said these changes make it so much harder, especially for nursing mums of newborns. It doesn't send a welcoming message to women considering a career in politics while balancing family. In national news, more than 600 sites across New South Wales have been flagged as potentially contaminated with cancer-linked forever chemicals. The state's parliamentary inquiry into the polymer fluorocarbon contamination has started recently. Sites were contaminated from firefighting foam used up until 2007, some sites being schools, childcares, residential areas, and fire stations. Fire Brigade Employees Union State Secretary Linton Drury said they are in areas that now have daycares and schools next to them, where playing in the dirt is how you get exposed, and that is becoming quite a problem.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has criticised Labor MP Josh Burns for failing to stand up to the Prime Minister following the Melbourne synagogue bombing. Peter Dutton announced a range of new policies in a Melbourne press conference designed to combat anti-Semitism. He also criticised the Prime Minister and Labor MP Josh Burns, who is Jewish, for failing to stand up. "I don't doubt Josh Burns' intent, his passion, but he's part of a political party, which is the problem," Dutton said. Many other members of parliament have been under fire following their responses to the attack. Syrian rebels have overthrown President Bashar al-Assad, seizing Damascus and ending his family's 54 years in power. Assad fled Syria early yesterday morning to an unknown location after reportedly negotiating a peaceful power transfer. Citizens celebrated as rebels freed prisoners and took control of key sites like presidential palace and Iran's embassy. The collapse of Assad's rule has accelerated Israel's targeting of Hezbollah leaders and is reshaping Middle Eastern dynamics. In weather news, for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 27 degrees, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is the extreme band. That's all our news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website www.4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you, Richard. Daily, well, not daily dose of headlines. It's multiple daily dose of headlines. See you again at 10. So this is a little bit more of an impromptu session. Suffering Jukebox has ended. I am not Culture Vultures, but I have a special treat for you, dear listeners, because Jenny Jump, a.k.a. Cool for Cats, is in the studio. She is going to be babysitting Zed Towers for the next hour or so until she takes over Monday Sparks. How you going, Jenny?
I'm good, thank you very much, Nick. And I love Suffering Jukebox this morning. Yeah, and I've got good stuff in store for you with Monday Sparks at 10 a.m.
Excellent. Well, we were talking before, because you're going to be studio sitting for a little bit, we wanted to play a little bit more of that Kinkawa Nagara record, which I played one of the songs earlier on, and you're very excited about it too.
I'm very excited. I watched a video on socials this morning with Darren Hanlon, and it was just so touching, so moving. So yeah, hopefully we'll play a whole heap of songs off that record for you this morning until the Culture Vultures arrive.
It's a really beautiful record, and she knocked a bunch of big names out of the park by winning the Australian Music Award recently. Yeah, so it's very, very cool.
Yeah, an amazing woman and a great, terrific role model for her community.
All right, we're going to jump into a little bit of that. So this is a Will Marnie duet. You're